Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, September 28, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hurricane relief efforts in the United States could be larger than the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Emergency officials believe damage in the billions of dollars so far, and it's affecting many mission organizations. Bob Bland with Teen Missions International estimates damage to their campus at nearly $100,000. He needs some help.
We have a lot of work to repair all of the buildings, and we're hoping that we can get some work groups come down and help us. And we need them now, we will need them this fall, and we will need them this winter and next spring.
Meanwhile, Every Child Ministries has launched a new website. ECM's Lorella Rouster says TeachingAfrica.com is kind of a one-stop shop for ministry leaders in Africa.
It offers teaching materials, educational resources, Bible lessons, training materials for African churches, and it's available in 8 different languages right now, including English.
ECM needs African language translators to help them expand. And crime, economic troubles, and poverty threaten to overwhelm people living in East Central Argentina. AMG International is working in the city of Luján in partnership with the World Evangelization Baptist Church. They currently run 4 feeding centers throughout the area. 5 days a week, the church provides needy children with nutritious food, and along with that, regular exposure to the gospel and spiritual training. It costs $400 a month to operate all 4 centers. Teams are trying to raise enough money to sustain the ministry. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. A free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. Ralph Winter calls the book jammed with timely missions information. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.